Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Yes, mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is definitely recommended. We have so many traditions that emphasize the importance of mourning the holy household. And those who mourn what took place at Karbala sincerely, with the purest of intentions, are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ayatollah Sistani, may Allah lengthen his life, was asked this question, he made it clear that yes, it's recommended and the rewards are with the Lord for those who remember what happened to the holy household and the infallibles from the line of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And if I were to give you one touching tradition that highlights the importance of remembering the happiest of the occasions in relation to the holy household's life and the saddest occasions in relation to their lives, you find that Imam al-Radha alayhi salam, in his conversation with Rayyan ibn al-Shabib, what does he say to him? He says, Ya ibn al-Shabib, in sarraka an takuna ma'ana fi al-darajat al-ula min al-jinan fahzan li huznina wafrah li farahina. There's a wonderful balance here. He says, O son of Shabib, if it gives you pleasure and brings you pleasure to be with us in the highest levels of the gardens of the hereafter, mourn at our times of mourning and be happy at our times of happiness. Look at the balance that Imam al-Radha alayhi salam seeks to achieve. فَحْزَن لِحُزْنِنَا, grief in our times of grief. وَفْرَح لِفَرَحِنَا, display happiness in our times of happiness. Therefore, when we come to Muharram or we come to the month of Safar, these 2 months remind us of the tragedies of the Ahlul Bayt salawatullah wa salamu alayhim. When we mourn, it's recommended from the Imams of Ahlul Bayt who lived after Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, let alone from the grandfather of Husayn alayhi salam, who made clear to us the importance of Imam al-Husayn when he said, Husayn is from me and I am from Husayn. Allah loves the one who loves Husayn. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.